stood. He braced his hands on his desk, opening the line to his secretary.
Serene, what's going on?
Usually the height of efficiency, his secretary didn't reply. The popping sound stopped abruptly, only to be replaced with a roar. A second, blood-chilling snarl followed. Then a third. What the ever-loving fuck was going on? Was that a freaking wolf? In his lodge? It sounded as if his menagerie had gotten loose. Unlikely. And yet he leaned over to open the drawer of his desk, reached for nothing. He gaped at the empty space. No gun. There was a sudden staccato of gunfire, then a muffled yell, followed by a roar, then nothing. Eyes wide enough to pop, Tracy hugged her tablet and backed toward the wall farthest from the door. She appeared fixated by it. The urge was understandable. Guillaume stared too, held his breath at the silence beyond it. What was going on? A shift of fur and muscle drew his attention to the forgotten feline by his side. A massive beast, part lion, part tiger. A liger, as they called these kinds of hybrids. And already so tame. It was sent to him as a gift only a day ago. He'd been amazed at how well it obeyed commands, even as he scorned how meek the creature was. It didn't appear subservient at the moment. It sat on its haunches, and Guillaume would have sworn it smiled. It definitely winked. Guillaume found it hard to control the tremble in his muscles as it stood, stretched. Then suddenly, it wasn't a liger anymore, but a big man with a shaggy head of hair. A naked man.
Who are you?
Guillaume managed to exclaim.
You may call me Law. Cousin to the young woman you tried to murder last month.
I don't know what you're talking about,
Guillaume blubbered.
What was happening? How could this man be the liger he'd been petting only minutes ago?
Sweat rolled down his temple and dripped off his cheek.
I know what you're doing here. The man who called himself Law stepped forward.
I don't care what you think you know. You're trespassing. My guards will shoot you if I ask.
What guards?
Law took a step forward, his eyes intent and deadly.
Let's play a game, Guillaume. A game of the hunter and the hunted. Guess which one you're going to be.
But you're not human. That's not fair,
Guillaume sputtered.
And you're going to tell me that the slaughter you've arranged here is fair?
Law smiled. Guillaume's bladder constricted.
Payback's a bitch. Are you ready to run for your life?
The blonde Goliath rolled his head, cracking his spine, shrugged his shoulders.
You can't do this,
Guillaume had begun to hyperventilate. Law stood still.
5, 4, 3.
The countdown spurred Guillaume into action. He ran for the patio doors leading onto the balcony. Surely there was someone on duty who could shoot the intruder. As he emerged onto the terrace, three lions swaggered into view.
Big, tawny,
and staring at his juicy ass.
Fuck me,
he wheezed. But it was only when they shifted in a way his mind refused to grasp and stood as naked women that he pissed himself. An hour later, basking in the heat of the flames crackling from the lodge,
I hate it when they pee themselves.
His Aunt Lenore was the one to start the lament.
Way too easy to track. Takes all the fun out of it. Not to mention, who wants to touch them once they're marinating in it?
Aunt Lacey declared, having already donned her one-piece pantsuit. Lawrence wore a pair of pants and not much else as he watched the lodge burn. There would be no more hunts. Not here at any rate. But fighting poachers remained a full-time job. Aunt Lena, who was quite fond of Cousin Miriam, the one shot and dumped in a river, stood by his side.
Miri is going to be pissed we took care of this without her.
We couldn't wait, and she needed more time to recover.
Because his cousin had almost died. Being a lion shifter made her strong, but even they had to give themselves time.